Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. I had to take a deep breath there with the Sturdy 1430. Let me try that again. I don't know why I had to take a breath, but I did. In any event, it's the River Talk Radio Network, the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Hey, if you're looking for a great career and you want to make a great deal of money, I want you to think about ECM Energy Services. Full disclosure, another one of my great clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC, ECM Energy Services. Do you have a drive to succeed? Do you have a drive to be a great provider for your family? ECM Energy Services is looking for drivers, but only top quality drivers. Drivers who understand the importance of being a professional, who understand the importance of safety and following the rules, and who understand and appreciate excellence. ECM Energy Services will pay you a tremendous amount of money to drive for them. $100,000 a year. And if you want any overtime, very easily $125,000 a year. And you are home every night. Did you hear what I just said, OTR drivers? You make at least $100,000 a year, $125,000 or so with any sort of overtime, and you are home every night with your wife, with your spouse, with your kids, with your pets, with your life. Insane numbers, and that's not all. Not just incredible pay, but incredible benefits. There's a whole laundry list of benefits that are listed in the commercial that I air. I can't cover all of them in 60 seconds. I can't do it. We've tried to cram them all in there. But bonuses, I mean, and 401ks and this, that, and the other, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And this ECM Energy Services is so committed to quality that they've just spent more than $7 million on the newest Peterbilt 589s. The Peterbilt 589, ECM Energy Services has purchased $7 million worth of them, the Peterbilt 589s. It's an amazing company, lovely, wonderful people, top quality professionals, more than 2 million miles injury free. It really is a culture of excellence, and ECM Energy Services is excellent to its drivers. Absolutely excellent. Go to ECM Energy Services on their website. Go to ECM Energy Services on Facebook. Call ECM Energy Services right now, 724-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. If you have a drive to succeed, your drive starts at ECM Energy Services. Great, great people. Absolutely. Even the receptionist, Anne. Even Anne is great. Everyone's great there. Great company. In fact, they're on National Road right next to Chaps. They're tucked in the back there, but right next to Chaps. ECM Energy Services, tell them Dimitri sent you. An incredible career, but you got to be a top quality person, a real pro, somebody who values quality and integrity, professionalism, safety. They're looking for the best. And they'll pay top dollar for it. Absolutely top dollar. It's a great company, ECM Energy Services. Proud to have them as one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. Next, a lot of people, a lot of our listeners here, this is the heart of MAGA Nation. This is the absolute heart of MAGA Nation. MAGA Nation stretches from, at least in this part of the country. Really, this is the nation. Actually, this is the heart of MAGA Nation throughout the country. Right, because West Virginia, 55 counties, every one deep red. The western counties of Maryland, deep red. The eastern counties of Ohio, deep red. In fact, the first blue county in Ohio is either in Akron or Athens. So anything east of Akron or Athens, all the way to Maryland, is all MAGA Nation. It's all red. Every county is red. This is the heart of MAGA Nation, the Upper Ohio Valley. And so there are an awful lot of people here who are very concerned about January 6th and the political prisoners and the atrocities that were committed by the government, including the killing of Ashley Babbitt. Donald Trump says he wants to do something about that. Don't take my word for it.
About Ashley Babbitt. It was a bad shooting. My father can tell anybody.
It's a terrible thing.
I don't know if you know this, but the Department of Justice right now is still kind of fighting that case. The family of Ashley Babbitt is suing the government, wrongful death. Mm. The DOJ right now officially is still opposing that lawsuit, trying to justify it. Mm. Shouldn't that be something that can just be settled at this point?
Well, I'll look into that. I mean, you're just telling me that for the first time. I haven't heard that. I'm a big fan of Ashley Babbitt, okay? And Ashley Babbitt was a really good person who was a big MAGA fan, Trump fan, and she was innocently standing there. They even say trying to sort of hold back the crowd. And a man did something to her that was unthinkable when he shot her. And I think it's a disgrace. I'm going to look into that. I did not know that, no.
And the officer who shot her, Michael Byrd, is still on duty. They gave him a raise, and they gave him a medal, and I believe a promotion.
I think it's a disgrace.
He's a federal employee. Would you or could you do something
like
that?
I'm going to take a look at it. I'm going to look at that, too. His reputation was, I won't even say, let's find out about his reputation, okay? We're going to find out. But I watched that, and I saw that. And by the way, she was killed. But nobody else was killed. And, you know, the people that went down there, they had no guns. They didn't have guns. There was something to do with the FBI. There was something to do with Antifa and others, and it wasn't mentioned. And there's never been a group of people, I think, with the exception of maybe over the years, a couple of groups were treated pretty harshly, but essentially never treated so badly. And as you know, I let them out with pardons. I know you were very happy. I watch your show all the time. You were extremely happy about it. And plenty of other people were too. People don't realize this whole movement that we have is just it's a very inspiring thing, what's happened to our country. These people are incredible people. They were treated so unfairly, so horribly. Some of them didn't even go into the building. And the judges, the system, the hatred, the vitriol, the prosecutors, the way they wanted to destroy these people. People would go in and they'd be so proud to go before court and they'd have a good lawyer. They'd walk out of court like devastated the way they were treated, devastated, given years in prison. No, but I took care of them. I said I was going to, and I did.
Indeed, but what about the system? What about the FBI? What about the DOJ? What about charging this guy, Byrd, I believe is the last name? Donald Trump did not even know about this when he was interviewed on Newsmax. That was news to him. Why did he not know about this? Why did the DOJ not tell him that they were doing nothing about the Ashley Babbitt murder? Or killing, you've got to call it killing. All those judges are still there. Jim Jordan, I believe, is chair of the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives. I believe he is. Let's see if I can get Siri to answer that. Hey, Siri, is Jim Jordan the chairman of the Judiciary Committee? She's thinking. Hold on. She thinks I'm looking for a contact. Hang up, Siri. Hold on a second. Siri's driving me nuts. Oh, I know what I can do. Oh, I know. Okay, hold on. I can do artificial intelligence. And I can go to X Twitter, and there's Grok, and I'm going to do the microphone. Is Jim Jordan the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in Congress? Okay, this is artificial intelligence, and here's the answer, Grok number 3. It's in beta. Jim Jordan, House of Representatives, currently serving as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, 119th Congress. That's right. He's held that position since 2023. There you go. I got it right. Yes. And that was artificial intelligence that gave me that. Siri did not give me that. I had to go to X Twitter and use their new AI, which is Grok, G-R-O-K-3. It's in beta. And ask the question, and artificial intelligence almost immediately gives me the answer. How cool is that? Anyway, so it's Jim Jordan. So what's he done about all these judges? Typically, Jim Jordan suffers from Lindsey Grahamitis. Lindsey Graham, United States Senator from South Carolina. You would have thought that South Carolina would have produced a really, two hard-ass United States senators. But instead, we have Lindsey Graham and Tim, the black guy. They're both rhinos. They're both rhinos. So Lindsey Graham will come on Fox News and talk very, very tough about anything at all. Oh, I'm tough talking, this, that, and the other. And will do absolutely nothing. When he was in charge of a committee, and now he is again, nothing. Occasionally he'll send a stern letter. But he just talks tough. It's great theater on Fox News. Jim Jordan is the House version of Lindsey Graham. He talks tough. My God, does he talk tough. But nothing happens. Absolutely nothing. Nothing happens. Now the Republicans are in charge. They still haven't really, think about this. The Republicans still have not released the 40,000 or so hours of recording regarding January 6th. They promised that they would do this if they won back the House. And then when they did, and they had Speaker McCarthy, they did not release any of those recordings other than a few minutes of that one guy, that shaman with the buffalo head. This is after they promised they would do that. And then when they got rid of McCarthy and put in a new speaker, Mike Johnson, he promised the same thing. And, of course, we're still waiting. It's all theater when it comes to the Republican establishment. Jim Jordan, I know a lot of people in Ohio love him. Oh, he wrestled for Ohio State, and, he talks tough, and he's, from Ohio, and he's, chairman of the Judiciary Committee and all that. It doesn't matter. Nothing happens. Trump is seeing that now. He is, there are an awful lot of people that still have to be confirmed. He has nominated them. They have to be confirmed by the Senate. And the Senate's just slow walking so much of this stuff. Carrie Lake being in charge of Voice of America, Brent Bozell, and so many others. And then you've got this West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, trying to do damage control after voting against the Rand Paul bill to defund U.S. Aid. She and many other establishment Republicans voted against defunding this money laundering operation that Elon Musk has exposed. Now she's running ads saying, oh, yes, I'm standing tough with President Trump, and I helped to confirm all of his nominees. Yeah, what she's not telling you is that there's so many more nominees that are being slow walked that are not being, not even getting hearings. It's all the Republican establishment. It is all rigged. Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons, her favorite nephew, she installed as your congressman in the northern half of West Virginia, the 2nd congressional district. And that's Riley Moore. You might know him better as Rick Rattler, head of this group, musical group Rattler, that praised cocaine and drinking and doing unspeakable things to young girls. Or you might know him better as Riley McGowan Moore, the guy who in Fairfax County, Virginia, has a rap sheet with 18 counts. Or you might know him better as the no-show congressman who, while Weirton is suffering from all of these water problems, being waterboarded by the local politicians, Riley Moore, nowhere around, nowhere to be seen. Congressman, well-connected to a United States senator, and yet nothing, nothing at all.